Hi, this is Samantha Gregory, and I am so excited to be able to share with you an interview I had with the stars of Diary of a Single Mom. Its stars are Monica Calhoun, who plays Ocean Jackson, and Valerie Ortiz, who plays Lupe. Now, these two characters are phenomenal, and they are absolutely some of the best actresses in the industry. Now, Diary of a Single Mom is a web episode show. It's exclusively online, exclusively on the web, and it is one of the most groundbreaking shows there are out there. It is directed by Robert Townsend and script writing by Cheryl West. And so we're going to listen to the interview I held with them on November 3rd. Just to get a little bit more information about the show and about the characters that are out there. So listen in. Thank you. This is Samantha with RichSingleMama.com.
First, I worked with Robert Townsend. He directed a few episodes of a show I worked on called South of Nowhere on The End. So I was introduced to his awesomeness then, and then I got the call from my agent to, of course, audition for Diary, and I saw that he was a part of it, and I was like, oh, my God, he was one of our favorite directors. He's done so much of everything, so he knows how to talk to us. He knows how to say what he needs to say to get what he needs to get out of our character for the different scenes. So I was just really excited about it, and I was drawn to the role because Lupe is so different from myself, and I'm always up for a challenge. So.
And me, well, I was, in between gigs, sitting in front of my computer trying to figure out, surfing the internet, trying to, look for different jobs and trying to write stuff and trying to manage my, everyday life. And I got a call from my agent. And I had met Robert Townsend many years ago, but we had never had the opportunity to work together. And I got a call from my agent, and they asked if I would come in and read for the role. And so I read for the character. And what drew me to the role was everyday life situations, and the fact that it was on a web series, I thought it was interesting. And to add what you said, that busy moms, or they can view and watch the show whenever they feel like it, after the kids have gone to bed or early in the morning when they just
Yeah, definitely. So awesome. I really love Robert Townsend, and of course the five-part beats is, I think, what stands out the most in my mind is the roles he's played. But I'm just also seeing the other things he's done as a director.
That was a movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was just one of the best movies I've ever seen him in. And of course, with Leon being in there, his role in Diary of a Single Mom is so different from what he played in the five-part beat. So I'm having to kind of adjust my mind into with the role that he plays as well. But it's really, really good. My next question, is I'm wondering, are you close to any single moms in your life, in real life? And if so, how do you draw knowledge from that relationship and the role that you play as single moms in Diary of a Single Mom?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few single moms that are much older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And they are phenomenal women. And I probably haven't seen them lately, and I probably should. But as I'm sitting here, I looked at the question, but as I'm sitting here and I'm trying to answer the question, I'm realizing that I should probably take the time. I mean, I call them, every other day, but I've never taken the time to explain this. I believe that they're phenomenal women, and they have, you know, crossed the bridges of extraordinary circumstances trying to raise their children, you know, by themselves. Mm-hmm. One woman in particular, she has a child with disabilities, and he's turned out to be a wonderful young man. So drawing from, you know, their experiences with this particular character and with Ocean, she's been through a lot as well, and she's finding herself, and that's a wonderful thing about her character, is that, you know, people that have this certain kind of insecure feelings about, you know, trying to raise children on their own, she hopefully, you know, through her journey, you know, it'll be help me out here, Luke. God, it'll help the same type of strength that I feel that these phenomenal women represent. I'm hoping that the character Ocean can be a fraction of a mirror to what their strength and their testimony to being able to raise children on their own.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, I'm listening to you talk, Monica, and I know several single moms, and I feel like, and you know, Robert was also raised in a single family home. So I think, honestly, just being surrounded by these people, you kind of find a strength. I mean, I have a dog, so that's the kind of responsibility I know about taking care of something else completely that's human. But the cool thing about Lupe and myself is, as much as I'm learning about having kids and learning about, you know, single parents and learning about the responsibilities by the people that are in my lives that are doing it right now, I feel like it's the same way Lupe is kind of figuring it out as she goes along as well. I feel like she's living in it, but thanks to Ocean and to Peggy, she's kind of learning how to responsibly go about it and successfully, and kind of learning every day. So I'm kind of lucky in that sense that I kind of get to learn that process through my character, and as well as the people in my life that are so amazing.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great. So my next question is for Monica and the character you play, Ocean. She has already finished her GED, and she's pursuing higher education, going to college. And so I'm curious, for this coming season, how does she hope her education will affect her finances and her lifestyle? Because right now she's struggling with two jobs and trying to make ends meet, taking care of not only her own children, but also her niece. So that's putting, you know, I'm sure, an even greater strain on her finances. And, of course, just recovering from her previous life being in a domestic violence situation. So how does she hope her education will affect her finances and her lifestyle? And, you know, what are some of her goals? If you can share a little bit of that without giving everything away for the next season.
Well, to be honest with you, the focus has in the next season is not completely on her education and her finances. And it's more.
Unfortunately, we lost the signal for Monica Calhoun, so we moved on over into speaking to Valerie Ortiz about her character, Lupe. We'll resume the show now.
Her character currently, you know, is finding creative ways to make ends meet and get the money that she needs to take care of her kids. So, you know, what do you think will happen with her? Will she be able to, you know, make it on her own by using her own talents and mind versus her sex appeal?
Yeah, I think if she chose to, she would be able to stand on her own two feet right now, or even back then. I think she was always capable of it. I think the problem lied in she wasn't. Is that exactly what you said? She was kind of using her sex appeal, and kind of everything was, in a way, kind of given to her. So
yes, mm-hmm.
Like when you get into that routine, you lose that luster, maybe that fight, or that urge to, I guess, do it really on your own. I mean, Lopa's very intelligent. She was going to school. I mean, she's one of these people who. I have a cousin like this. She's good at everything. I feel like, you know, she wants to do the going to nurse school. Then she wants to be a personal trainer. Then, you know, she wants to get into that. She's the kind of person that's probably going to be successful in anything she puts her mind to. But I guess that's kind of where she's struggling right now, is kind of focusing on the things that should be a priority, which are her kids. I guess should be kids. And I think she's going to find her way. I feel like, of course, I think seasons 1 and 2 show, it's like without Ocean and without Peggy, she would have been a lot more worse off than she started out. And, of course, Mike the Do-Right, he's, I think, a huge, huge part in her life that I think needs to be mentioned, and such a good, great character to show, because you usually hear about the deadbeat dads and
right,
men who aren't there, who aren't helping, and who don't care. So I think she owes a lot of what her children have become so far to him.
I agree, because he's definitely been a source of stability and, you know, strength in her life, even though she doesn't necessarily appreciate it, but starting to appreciate it and find her way to, you know, creating a life where her kids can be stable and safe.
Exactly. And things happening, or, you know, by the end of season 2, you know, she's having her health problems. I think that's kind of starting to wake her up to realize life is short. Like, you really don't know if tomorrow is promised to you. So I think that is going to be, and it started to be by the end of season 2, kind of a reality check for Lupe.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've kind of given us a glimpse into kind of what the future holds, at least for Lupe. And so that next question, you know, what does the future hold for these two characters, and how will they continue to evolve in life and relationships and parenthood?
Right. I feel like it's interesting, because so much has already happened, and it's only the audience has only seen 2 seasons, and obviously, you know, we're aware of the life of our characters in the third. But without giving anything away, I feel like there's still so much to learn. So much does happen in season 3, and with all the characters and all the tangled webs that are kind of with the lives of each of us. But there's still so much to learn about each other and about ourselves. And I'm talking as Lupe, you know, as the characters. So that's kind of exciting, because it's so true to life. It's like you have these battles and you overcome them, but then, you know, you become this person, but then something else happens, and because of what you've already learned, it helps you to deal with what's coming later. I feel like Ocean, Peggy, and Lupe will be friends forever. I feel like the relationships will always be there. Interestingly enough, in the next season, I feel like the women are still there for each other, but there's so much going on in each of their lives that you kind of see how they handled those separate of each other, and then how they came back. Again, try not to give too much away.
Right, yeah.
Parenthood. as far as my character is concerned, I again, it's like I said, I know she knows what she needs to do. She has it in her. She always has. She's just needs to prioritize and kind of get back to basics when it comes to that. And relationships, woo-wee. there's so much. And with this, I can't go too much into it because then that'll go, you know, that'll be a spoiler. But,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's obviously safe to say Lupin needs help. Relationship problems, but
yes, she does. But what I love about her, she has such a good heart, and she is so concerned about, especially Ocean's niece and how her the direction her life is going in, and just really seeing herself in this young lady, and wanting the best for her, even though you know she's having her own struggles. But not wanting this young lady to go down the same path that Lupe's gone down. And I remember one scene, Lupe is saying, I wish I could just project my life into her brain so she can see, you know, where
right.
I've been, you know.
Right.
And I think that's so important just for mothers and for older women to be able to share with younger women, you know, what it's like really, even though sometimes they're a little hard-headed, but, you know, give them a glimpse, a little taste of this is where I've been and I really don't want to see you go down this path.
Right, and I think that's what's so beautiful about Cheryl L. West's writing is that she, I feel like all the characters, you know, you can relate to them, and they all have, like, such heart. They mean well, and, you know, they're going through all these difficulties, and, you know, sometimes they make these mistakes. They might say the wrong thing or not prioritize or not do, quote-unquote, what would be what they should. But I feel like we can all relate to being lost point in our lives more than once, of course. So you feel like, you know, even if you're not a single mom, even if you're a male, especially my favorite of the series are the voiceovers that Ocean, you know, what she's writing in her diary. I feel like they're so relatable for people, for, you know, in general, whether you're a single mom or not. It's so true to kind of what we all need to grasp onto in life to be able to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again, you know.
Exactly. Well, I definitely hate that her call dropped, but hopefully I'll be able to interview her again.
I'm sure.
I really, really appreciate you coming on and just talking with us just for a few minutes and sharing what's happening on the show. And I think there's maybe one or two callers who may have a question for you. And I'll just kind of open the floor just for one or two questions, and then we'll just let you go. So
okay.
Does anyone out there have a question for Valerie, who plays Lupe on Diary of a Single Mom?
And while we wait, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this and for watching our show, of course, and supporting, you know, what Robert's trying to do and all of us together and the public internet channel. I think this is huge, and thank you so much for helping us get the word out there and help the women and anybody who wants to devote their time to watching our show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I mean, I just got hooked on the show and went through all the episodes while I was home recovering from my wisdom tooth surgery, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great. Especially after that, I got mine removed, last year, and I don't think anybody told me I would be recovering for as long as I thought I would be.
Yes, it was definitely different, so, but that was the last two, and I don't have to worry about it again, so.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a question out there, ladies, anybody? Or Miss Valerie Ortiz? No, I think we have some shy people, but that's okay. This has been great. This really has. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again, either during the middle of the season or at the end of next season. And just to kind of see where Lupe's gone and how she's progressed in life and just to get, you know, some more lessons from her. And So thank you so much for, again, for doing this interview and for talking with me. My website is richsinglemama.com, and it's all about living a rich life as well as getting your finances together. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoy listening to this interview with the stars of Diary of a Single Mom, with Monica Calhoun and Valerie Ortiz, who plays Lupe. Tune in for more interviews in the future. I hope to bring on more stars from the show as well as from other parts of the industry and perhaps other professionals who can shed some light on what it means to be a single mom in this world. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Samantha Gregory for RichSingleMama.com.